各位听众大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。
Hi everyone, this is Bruce.
今天我们就要为大家讲解的是第八十课，那么这是在第四十一页，我们现在就请大家注意听了，开始咯。
Lesson 80, Girls versus Boys, Part 1 Dialogue.Daisy is talking with Samson about Kelly Williams, the female wrestler. Daisy is always a girl's name. Samson is always a boy's name. She begins, she asks her friend Samson, What do you think, Samson? Should girls be allowed to wrestle with boys?He says, I don't see anything wrong with that. And then she says, well, wrestling is a contact sport. It's very physical. He asks, so, I thought you women always wanted to be equal to men. She explains, yes, butThis is different. They'll be grabbing each other. And to win, one wrestler has to lie on top of his or her opponent. Again, Samson asks, So what? She thinks, It's disgusting. Girls just shouldn't wrestle with boys.Samson says, Gee, Daisy, maybe you ought to be a nun. She says, That's not funny, you sex maniac.
Mm-hmm. Daisy, we can tell, you know, by reading this short dialogue, is a girl that is very conservative.
She certainly is conservative.Let's spell that first, and then we'll explain it. C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-V-E. C-O-N-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-V-E. Conservative. 保守的。
就是这个字 conservative. 那我们来问你呢 are you generally...conservative or what?
That's hard to say. In some matters, I'm very conservative, but in others, like education, I'm very liberal.
I don't think so. When it comes to money, of course you're conservative. But if you want to spend someone else's money, well...
Then I'm very liberal.
非常开放的。
Let's spell liberal. L-I-B-E-R-A-L. Again, L-I-B-E-R-A-L. Liberal.
记住 conservative 是保守的。Liberal 本来是自由的意思就是很开放的啊。刚才我故意开玩笑，我说说到钱嘛，你非常的保守；但说到用别人的钱嘛，哎，你开放起来了啊。好，接着我们就来看 Lesson 80这个标题啊 ，Girls versus Boys。那个 versus 它可不是动词哦，那是什么词啊？
Versus is a preposition。
介词。我想希望你用中文说。因为 Bruce 他懂这个介词大小的 versus 这个字他可不能用来照就是说用来当作动词来用 I'll versus you tomorrow 不能这样说的啊那我们造个简单的句子好吗
The big contest is our school versus the other school
他说呢这就是 the big contest也就是一个很大的一项很激烈的竞争一个比赛就是我们学校要跟另外一个学校对抗了这个 versus 代表对抗的意思做这个介词使用再来一下这个句子很简单
The big contest is our school versus the other school.
Contest 就是比赛，它是这样拼的。
C-O-N-T-E-S-T. C-O-N-T-E-S-T. Contest.
现在我们来看这个对话的内容，一开头 Daisy is talking with Samson about Kelly Williams, the female wrestler. 这里啊 Daisy 是女孩子的名字，此刻她正在跟她一位朋友叫 Samson 一块来聊天，谈谁呢？谈论一个人 about someone, and her name is Kelly Williams. But who is Kelly Williams?
She's a female wrestler, as she was 16 years old, from St. Petersburg, Florida.
也就是我们从第79课呢，我们学了她的这个背景。后头放了同位语的 female wrestler, 也就是前面是呢 who is, 她是这种女性的一位女摔角好手。在这里啊 Daisy, 这是一个女孩子的名字，如果把这个 Daisy 把那个 D 改成小写的 D 的时候呢 ，Daisy 它原来是一朵花，这个花呢，我们就是野生的啊。
Yes, you can see it in many places. If you like to take a walk in the mountains or by the roadside, you can see many daisies. They're very small and pretty. They have a round center.And the petals come out from the center, and it looks like a little sun. Sometimes the center is yellow with white petals. Sometimes the center is black with yellow petals. It looks like a little sun.
样子有点像呢，所谓太阳的啊，小太阳的这种花。我们叫做雏菊啊，或者是小黄花，我常喜欢把它称为小黄花。那里头啊，中间有个圆圆的一个心，旁边有所谓的 petals，petal 就是花瓣，这个字是这样拼的
，petal，petal。
好，我们现在就一块来看了。Daisy is talking with someone about something. 我们常常用法 ，I was talking with him about money. 我在跟他谈有关钱方面的事情。好，就这样的造一个句子。接着我们再来看他怎么说呢 ？What do you think, Samson? Samson, 您的看法是怎么样 ？Should girls be allowed to wrestle with boys?女孩子是不是应当可以获准跟男孩子摔跤呢？你看在这里 ，What do you think 又再次出现。我们一样的在上一课，我们在结束之前呢，特别呢请 Bruce 呢这样子做这个翻译。我现在再说一遍，大家写起来。你认为他怎么样啊
？What do you think of him？
再来一遍
，What？Do you think of him?
不用 of 也用 about.
What do you think about him?
为什么说这个问句很重要？因为我们常常翻成中文的就翻成你认为他如何啊？这个人怎么样啊？我们很可能就会用 how. How do you think of him 的话，哦，不得了。那变成你如何来想他？你是用大脑来想，还是用手来想？所以人觉得这个问句很怪啊，没有 How do you think of him 的用法，只可以用 What do you think of him？ 如果硬是用 How 的话，要用 Feel 后头加 About， 所以刚才的问句也可以这么说
：How do you feel about him？
再来一遍。
How do you feel about him?
但也可以用 like 当个动词，与 how 并用。
How do you like him? How do you like him?
所以三个用法都可以特别记住。那么 what do you think, Samson? 那么就这么说，你的看法怎么样啊？那下面就讲了 ，Should girls be allowed to wrestle with boys? 女孩子。是不是可以 获准，那么跟男孩子呢一块摔跤呢 allow 这个字很棒，通常的用法是 allow somebody to do something。 我们造个例子，
My father allows me to drive his car on Sundays。
爸爸允许我在礼拜天的时候啊，每逢礼拜天开他的车子。再来一遍。
My father allows me to drive his car on Sundays.
你看他的用法是 allows somebody, 后头放 to 这个用法。一定要加个 to, 但变被动的时候就变成 I am allowed to drive his car on Sundays. 这个 Sunday 为什么加 S 呢？就是每逢礼拜天的意思。On Sundays, I often go to the movies. 每逢礼拜天，通常我都会去看电影。What do you do on Sundays?
I like to take a walk with my dog on Sundays, or stay home and sleep.
啊、oh.我以为是这样子，所以每天呢，每个礼拜天都是带他的狗狗去散步去，对不对啊？
嗯，
其实好像应该是这样子。On Sundays, I stay home counting my money. 啊，就是每逢礼拜天带着家里头算钱这样子。
Well, you're right, Peter, but that takes me only 2 minutes.
啊，那是算钱只算两分钟 ，only 2 minutes. 哇，哇，还算两分钟，你看厉害。All right, 现在我们就来看 allow somebody 要用 do, 但要特别记住哦 allow 这个字如果不加人做宾语的话，或者就要用所谓动名词做宾语了。 I allow smoking here, 我允许在这儿抽烟。 I don't allow smoking here, 那个时候就不能说 I don't allow to smoke here、
嗯
嗯、这个特别记住哦，跟那个 permit 用法一样， permit 是这样拼的，
P-E-R-M-I-T P-E-R-M-I-T, but be careful, permitted and permitting, 再加一个 T, 加 E-D 或 I-N-G, 比如说、our teacher permitted smoking outside the classroom.Permitted, P-E-R-M-I-T-T-E-D, permitted.
嗯，不错。当然刚才 allow, 刚才 Bruce 造的句子， My father allows me to, 你就做什么事情， to do it. 也可以说 My father permits me to do it. 所以 permit 的用法跟 allow 是完全一样的，这个要记住。接着我们再看Samson 就说了 I don't see anything wrong with that. 那有关那一点呢，我瞧不出什么不妥的地方，不对的地方。 I don't see anything wrong. 哦，这个用法 with something 相当不错的，这个经常在口语里头常使用。好，
I don't see anything wrong with small children staying up late.
小孩子呢，这个熬夜呢很晚都不睡觉，我认为也没什么关系啊，他要读书啊，对不对？要拼命的要用功读书，这蛮好的嘛，对不对？或者是呢去玩耍啦，那么不睡觉啊，那么硬是要让妈妈呢很难过啊，我觉得也无所谓，对不对啊？
对，因为妈妈要养他们。
嗯哼， I don't see anything wrong with childrenStaying up late, 这个 stay, S-T-A-Y, 后头再加个 up. 刚才我们造句的时候把 stay 加了 ing, 做、宾语补足语，大家把它写起来。I don't see anything wrong with children. Children 呢是作为 with 的宾语。后头再放了 staying up late, 这个 stay up late,就是熬夜一直没有睡觉。He stayed up late last night. 他昨晚哇熬夜好晚都没睡觉。干什么呢？ Studying English, 在看英文 你看，我就可以这样造句了。他昨晚熬夜呢，看英文，我就这么说。He stayed up late last night studying English. 不过在这个我们这个对话里头啊 ，I don't see anything wrong 后头加 with 就是个重点，因为这个 wrong 啊，习惯上后头加 with， 他怎么了 ？What's wrong with him？也可以说 What's the matter with him? Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, M-A-T-T-E-R, 你后头都要加 with。 所以这句话也可以这么说 I don't see anything the matter with that。 不过 the matter 呢，毕竟没有 wrong 来的简单，所以呢 wrong 比较好用。我们说他没有事了，他人好好的，你不要担心。 Don't worry about him. There's nothing怎么说呢
There's nothing wrong with him.
你看都用 with， 我不用 wrong， 你用 the matter 带进去。
There's nothing the matter with him.
记住 wrong 或者 the matter 后头一定要加 with。所以这句话 Samson 说的 ，I don't see anything wrong with that。有关那一点，我看不出有什么不妥的地方，还是蛮不错的，意思讲。可是 Daisy 就说了 ，Well。Wrestling is a contact sport. It's very physical. 哎，这为什么用 a contact sport 以及 physical 是什么意思？现在注意，我们要英文解释了。
Contact sports are sports in which people touch each other and sometimes hit each other. Well, of course, wrestling is a contact sport.So is boxing, of course, but so is basketball sometimes. When boys play basketball, they sometimes hit each other's bodies. That is your body, so it is physical. We can say these are contact sports, and sometimes we say they are physical sports, too.
Physical.Sports 也就是身体上要接触的这样的运动，也可以讲是 contact sports。 Contact 就是接触，这个字啊很有意思。 Well 是这样的， Wrestling 摔跤 is a contact sport， 是一种接触性的运动。刚才讲了 Wrestling is a contact sport， But so is boxing And so isBasketball， 他用了 so is， 就是什么也是如此，像 boxing 拳击啊 ，b o x 加了 i n g，boxing 就是拳击，还有包括呢，篮球也是算是一种呢，所谓的接触性的一种运动。It's very physical， 因为接触的部位呢，或者这个机会都蛮大的。Physical 只是这边呢，就指的。身体上经常会接触的意思 physical 这个字啊通常是指的是生理方面的尤其用在 a physical checkup 就是身体检查 checkup 是怎么拼的呢
C-H-E-C-K-U-P C-H-E-C-K-U-P Sometimes people still will spell itC-H-E-C-K-U-P. But more and more, we don't use the hyphen, so you can spell it. C-H-E-C-K-U-P, checkup.
One word. 变成一个字了，对不对？所以要不然就用 check 跟 up 之间加小杠杠，但现在通常不要小杠杠，合在一起，当作一个字来讲使用。好 ,physical.通常呢我们说你一年呢要检查身体一次那么这句话我们怎么说用 physical checkup
You should have a physical checkup once a year
Once a year 一年一次如果呢现在在现在的英文里头把 checkup 去掉直接用 a physical 当名词有没有这样用法
Yes You should have a physical once a year
你看You should have a physical once a year. 这样就好了。 好了，接着我们再来看 Samson 说 So, 那又怎么样啊 I thought you women always wanted to be equal to men. 我还以为你们女人呢始终都想要跟男人呢相并驾齐驱，相提并论，大家需要地位相等。 So, so 这个语气在这边，我们念给我们听，怎么个念法，以及什么意思？
So, we use this if we are not impressed by what the other person has said. A friend may tell me, oh look, it's just starting to rain, we better not go outside. But I might say, so, it's just a little rain, it's no problem.
这外头下着小雨没算怎么样，那又怎么样 ？So 相当于 So what?
Right. So what?
So what? 那又怎么样？果然 Samson 就这么说。I thought 我还以为他用了过去时哦，这个是要固定的啊。I thought 我还以为你们女人 you women you 是主语 ，women 是他的同位语。Always wanted to be equal. 一直都不是想要跟男人呢地位平等吗？你现在又怎么这样说？哦，来摔跤又不愿意了，还有什么接触了这样子 ？Equal 后头以 to 并用啊。我们这个字啊，跟什么平等？但有个很好的用法，他胜任这个工作 ，be equal to the job 这个用法，我们就可以这样说 ：He's equal to the job. 哎，老张，你在干什么？老李，你在做什么事情啊？啊，我正在做一些算钱的事情。啊，你不要做太麻烦。那，这个我们呢，卜大哥他行啊，他这个他算得厉害，他这个工作他胜任，我们就怎么说
？Bruce is equal to that job.
Bruce， 我们顺便提一下，有一些听众朋友说 Bruce 的这个英文名字全名是什么名字，我们利用这个机会给他介绍一下。
My name is Bruce Bagnall. Bruce is my name, my first name, B-R-U-C-E. B-R-U-C-E. Bagnall is my family name or my surname. We can also call it my last name. That's an old English family name, B-A-G-N-E-L-L, Bagnall,
B-A-G-N-E-L-L. 我们常称那位卜大哥啊。All right, 我们接着再来看下边了。所以 be equal to 也代表胜任啊。He is equal to that job. Yes, Daisy 讲了。But this is different. 没有错啊。可是问题这个情况不一样了。This situation is different. They'll be grabbing each other. 他们会彼此抓来抓去的这样子啊。那 grab 是抓的意思。And to win, 同时为了要赢的话，怎么 ？And in order to win, 为了要赢的话 ，one wrestler 某个呢摔跤手 has to lie on top of his or her opponent. 他就必须要躺下来。躺在什么上面呢？躺在 on top of 在什么什么的上方，躺在呢 his 他的对手 his or her opponent opponent 就是对手啊，就这样，那这个样子看起来就不雅了。好，这个时候呢，就轮到谁讲呢 ？Samson 又说了 ，So what？ 那又怎么样？其实就得 so what？ 那又怎么样 ？Daisy 就说了 ，It's disgusting。啊，真是恶心呢、啊，令人恶心的叫 disgusting。那我们来请卜大哥用英文告诉我们形容一下 disgusting 是什么意思。
Oh, disgusting. You can tell from the way we say it what it means. If something makes you feel awful and you want to get away from it, it's disgusting to you.Some kinds of animals are disgusting to some people, like snakes and spiders are disgusting animals to many people, Or smoking is disgusting to some people. They will leave a room if someone starts to smoke because they think that smoking is disgusting.
像有些动物呢也可以说是令人恶心的，像蛇 snakes, 还有刚才讲的 spiders, 蜘蛛是这么拼的。
S-P-I-D-E-R, S-P-I-D-E-R, spider.
但如果说我感到恶心的，假如说 I felt disgusted, disgust 加个 ed 这样用法啊， disgusted 是过去分词，感到恶心的，令人恶心的 disgusting。好，我们接着看 ，girls just shouldn't wrestle with boys。啊，不能说别的啦，女孩子就是不能，那个 just 是个强调的用法，就是不应当 ，just shouldn't。Wrestle with boys, 跟男孩子摔跤。Gee, Daisy, maybe you ought to be a nun. Gee, 这个是哇，没有别的意思。
Right, it's just the sound of your feeling or your emotion.
相当于哇，老天，怪怪龙地洞一样的意思。Daisy, maybe you ought to be a nun. 你应当是当个出家人，做个呢尼姑或者是修女。都是用 none 这个字。That's not funny. 那没有什么好笑。You sex maniac. 你这个色情狂，这个色魔啊，就这样的意思。现在我们就要从头到尾把这个对话再念一遍。
Lesson 80, Girls versus Boys, Part 1 Dialogue. Daisy is talking with Samson about Kelly Williams, the female wrestler.Daisy asks, what do you think, Samson? Should girls be allowed to wrestle with boys? He says, I don't see anything wrong with that. Well, wrestling is a contact sport. It's very physical. So, I thought you women always wanted to be equal to men. Yes, but this is different. They'll be grabbing each other.And to win, one wrestler has to lie on top of his or her opponent. So what? It's disgusting. Girls just shouldn't wrestle with boys. Gee, Daisy, maybe you ought to be a nun. That's not funny, you sex maniac.
谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye, everyone. See you next time.